folks. Welcome to Smart Living. I'm Daphne Monroe, and this is Eric Roselle, the guy that doesn't leave money on the table. Today's show, we're going to talk about credit cards that give you free hotel stays just for signing up for the credit cards. Plus, we're going to talk about some really interesting thrift stores that I went to this weekend and had some interesting shopping experiences. So let's get the show started.
All right.
Well, let's Eric, thank you for coming on. Now, as you guys know, Eric is the guy that doesn't leave money on the table. He also is a pilot professionally. So I love to have him on the show because he's so good with providing information about travel. But sometimes it's hard to get him on. So today, I'm glad that we can have you on, Eric.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Glad to be here, Daphne.
So let's get started. So tell me about these credit cards that you have.
Okay. Well, there are three that I like to talk about today for free rooms. You know, they get you a free room. One is the IHG card. And that's a World Elite MasterCard. That gives you a free room. You just sign up for it. It's a $95 annual fee, you know, and you get a free room every single year.
That's great.
And that's a good deal because a room is probably more valuable than $95, I think.
Right. Yeah, I would think so, too. Yeah. That's a great deal.
Especially
so for just $95, every year after that, you get a free room. It automatically puts it into your account.
That's correct. Second card, we'll go over more details later, but a Hyatt card that's offered, it's a Visa card, and it's a Chase Visa. And that gives you, for $95 annual fee, a free room, but it's after the first year. So a little bit of a catch. You have to pay that $95, and then after your anniversary year, you get a free room.
Okay, that's a great deal, too.
And every year, you know, thereafter.
Thereafter for Hyatt.
Yeah, so that's not bad. All the benefits, again, we'll get into later. The third card is a Boundless card. And I'm sorry, it's not a Boundless card. It's a Marriott card.
Okay.
You know, it's a Bonvoy card.
Okay.
Bonvoy encompasses all the Marriott brands.
Right.
And there are two types of Bonvoy cards. One is offered by Chase. It's a Boundless Visa.
Okay.
And the other one that I recommend is offered by American Express. Okay. And that's a business Visa. And it's not hard to get to. Don't worry. You don't have to have a huge business or anything.
No. Yeah. They'll let you sign up easily for that.
Sign up easily. So those two cards give you, again, it's just like the Hyatt card. After your first year, you have to wait to get that annual room. But it's a good deal. And again, you get it there for thereafter every year. The Chase Visa is a $95 annual fee, and the Amex Business Visa, a little bit more at $125 annual fee.
Okay. And you'll get a free room the first year after that?
After the annual. After the annual one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after you do the anniversary.
For both of those.
Okay. And the only one that will give it to you the first time you sign up
is the IHG.
Is the IHG one.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
But then, you know, again, they have other pluses and minuses beyond that first year room.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to go into more. So we got those all down. So we've got the IHG $95 annual fee. First year, you'll get that free room.
Right.
We have the Hyatt. What was it? It was a Visa, the World something.
Yeah, it's a Hyatt Visa.
Okay,
concierge.
Hyatt Visa. Okay, $95 annual fee will get you a free room after the first year, along with Chase Boundless Bonvoy and Amex Bonvoy. $95 for the Chase annual fee. Amex Business, $125.
Exactly.
Right? And those will also get you a free room after your first
year. Anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's great. I mean, so one of the things I love about Eric, amongst many, many other things, is that he really, really reads the fine print, especially on these credit cards. And it's just like, it's crazy how much free stuff he figures out. He's like, wait, don't forget, if you use this credit card, you get this. Plus, you also get a lot of protections. So let's just talk a little bit more, because I wanted to get this down in terms of the objective of the annual hotel. So you guys got that all down. Hopefully we delivered that in a non-confusing way. But let's talk a little bit about the other benefits that these cards have very quickly, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
So let's first start with the IHG. That's the credit card that you'd pay $99 a month, $99 a year. And then after the first year, you get that free hotel. So that also gives you a Silver Elite for IHG status.
That's a membership status. It's not the, you know, it's entry status there.
Okay, so you don't get
But you can build up from there. But you also get global entry credit.
Okay.
Or TSA PreCheck, which gets you a little bit quicker through the lines at the airports.
Right. And how that works is, so if you want Global Entry, because I use that too, so you go to the Global Entry site, fill out your form, you pay the fee with that IHG credit card.
Exactly.
And that will charge your credit card, but then you will see a charge like maybe a couple months later where they credited you the $100 or $125 fee.
Right.
And that works the same way with TSA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty good stuff there.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about the benefits of a Hyatt.
The Hyatt gives you, again, it's a lower entry level. It's called a traveler. And it's a Visa concierge card. So that gives you a lot of benefits with that in terms of insurance, baggage insurance. If you lost your baggage, or trip cancellation insurance, you can get that. Also gives you, if you rent a car, you know, you get insured for the car.
Insurance, yeah. So when they always try and get you.
They call it.
Yeah, when you sign up for that rental car, they're like, do you want insurance?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly, no.
Just pay it
decline
with that Hyatt card.
Exactly, right. Also, a big benefit that you get with a Hyatt card, if you book 3 nights, you know, with your points, then you get the 4th night free.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty valuable.
That's really good.
Yeah. And there are Hyatts all over the world.
There are. And they're nice. They're a nice brand, too. All of them are nice brands, I will say.
Yeah.
Marriott's a nice one, too. Okay, so let's talk about, the Chase Boundless Visa.
Okay.
I know nothing about this card. Like, so this is the new one.
Right.
Okay. So what's the sign up? Like, what's the benefits of this one besides the $95 and you get the annual?
Right. So an important, you just said it, the sign up bonus. That's very important. You get 150,000 points. That's basically good for 3 nights.
Okay, at a hotel.
3 nights stay, 50,000 points per room. They value the rooms, you know, better areas, you know, cost more points, but 50,000.
We'll get you a decent room.
Per room gets you a good room.
Yeah, 50,000.
So basically 3 nights for signing up for the card. Just right there. That's, you know, you can value that however you want, depending on where you're going, of course. And but to get those 3 free nights, you have to spend $6,000 in the first 3 months of having
so
the
that's
card.
$2,000 a month. I feel like a lot of people could probably do that if you charge everything to your card and pay it off every month.
And if you plan it right, you know, if you have a big expense coming up,
you
know, sign up for the card and you get it there. The Bonvoy Amex card.
Business card. Right.
Yes, by Amex. It's got pretty much the same sign-up bonus.
Right, because they're both Bonvoy cards, just different brands, Chase, Amex.
Exactly. So you'll get 150,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for 3 nights if you spend $6,000 in the first 3 months.
Right. But the Gold Elite you get with the Bonvoy business card,
right.
And that's actually pretty decent status. That gets you
some
upgraded rooms.
It doesn't upgraded rooms. Might get you in the lounge.
But not for sure,
yeah,
like the Platinum
where
you
are. Right.
Yes.
Exactly. The Bonvoy from Chase only gives you Silver Elite status, you know, and the Amex gives you Gold Elite status. But again, the annual fee difference is $95 up to $125. So it's not that much of a difference.
One of these days, we need to do a calculation of how much money you actually spend a year on all the credit cards.
Yeah, it can add up, but you have to get all the value out of them.
Right, you do. And you have to read the fine print to learn about it, or just tune into the podcast and listen to Eric.
Right. So we talked about the Hyatt giving you the 4th night free on a stay using your points. The Bonvoy does that as well. It gives you the 5th night free.
Okay.
So if you're staying 4 nights using points, you'll get the 5th night free.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to spend a little bit more or burn more points in order to get that free night. But it's still valuable. You know, if you have the time and you don't have to be home, take another night.
Right. Hey, by the way, I know we're going to be vacationing a little bit this summer through Europe. Are we using any of these free hotels?
Oh, we sure are. Yeah.
Okay, like that.
Intercontinental in London, you know, we're getting a free extra night there.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. You're saving us some money.
Exactly. And the Bonvoy, they have quite a few hotels in their collection. Like I said, the Marriott, Sheratons, you know, most of them have been converted, but some are still Sheratons.
Well, okay, so I'm going to throw a little loop at you.
Okay.
I'm just curious. So you've been traveling for many years. I mean, you've been a pilot, you've been traveling. Can I ask you what your favorite branded hotel is and why?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if I have a favorite. I can't really say.
Okay.
You know, it depends where you're going. The Crowne Plazas, you might think Crowne Plaza.
Yeah.
You know, or a Holiday Inn. Which
I like Holiday Inns.
Yeah, Holiday Inn, that's the IHG brand. But Holiday Inn is huge in China.
Right.
You know, so if you go to a Holiday Inn in China, it's probably pretty nice.
Interesting. So it just depends on which country. The brand might be a little bit different than what you think.
But in America, it's like Holiday Inn, man.
Yeah. I like Holiday Inn because they're usually clean. they're practical. It's nothing. It's just an efficient stay. Like, they're very efficient. Right. And they also have those Keurig coffee machines, and they have microwaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In your own hotel rooms. I like to be
consistent.
Yeah, I like to be isolated. Like, when I go in my hotel room, I don't like to have to go out of my hotel room to get things.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I just want to be done.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you're, I'm going to tell you what my favorite brand is.
Okay.
Because I can.
What is it?
It's Marriott.
Oh, yeah.
I love Marriott. Because when I was doing the flight attending stuff, you know, flight attending and stuff like that, at first I liked Hilton.
Right.
But Marriott is always consistent.
They are.
Right. Kind of like Starbucks. It's like a brand you can rely on no matter where you go in the world. They're consistent. So their hotel rooms will be clean. You'll get what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's consistent in that way.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
there are a lot of brands out there and a lot of hotels and a lot of easy ways to get a free room.
That's great. Well, anything else you want to add to that before we shift gears?
Oh, no, I think that's about it.
Okay.
On the hotels. We'll talk more later.
Well, I appreciate
that. Read the
that.
Fine print, though.
Right.
When you sign up for them, make sure your credit score is good enough, and you'll get those good deals.
You should start your own blog called, like, the points guy or something. Maybe the Eric guy, the guy that doesn't leave money on the table. I'm telling you, you know a lot. Okay, I will have all the information and all the things that Eric said. So if it was a lot of information, don't worry about it. Just head to my blog at smartshopperdaphne.com for more information. Okay, really quick, let's talk about thrift stores. Now, you and I are both very frugal people, and I'm sure you're happy to know that this weekend I actually went and did a little bit of thrift shopping because I wanted to make a bundt cake. That's what I wanted to do. And we needed a bundt cake pan.
Exactly.
So I was like, I'm not going to go buy a bundt cake pan because this is just a phase. These bundt cakes are so fattening, but we so love them in the morning with our coffee. So I went to St. Vincent de Paul, and I'm actually trying to get the CEO, Shannon Clancy, who is the first female CEO of St. Vincent de Paul, to come on to this show and talk a little bit. And she actually is alumni with Xavier. She graduated in 88. I graduated in 89. So hopefully, Shannon, if you're listening, you'll come on and we could talk about how you are a baller. But yeah, so St. Vincent de Paul, they have a thrift store located near 7th Street and Northern, just a little bit north of Northern off of 7th Street. And they have some stuff. Now, one of the reasons why I like St. Vincent de Paul is because, you know, they don't have multiple locations. Like, I don't want to knock Goodwill. Goodwill does good for our community, but they really are like almost like a franchise, and they're on every corner, and it is just 100% a business.
Yeah.
You know, where St. Vincent de Paul feels more like a charity.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, if you can tell that they go through the items that they have, they're very picky about the things that they will take. So that means that you will have more things than that just trash, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there was a lot of really great stuff. So I got the pan for the plant that I bought. I bought a little pot. Pots for plants, guys. First of all, plants are outrageous. I didn't know that. And pots for plants cost a lot of money. So this is also the other reason why I went thrift shopping. So I got it for just $3. It's the cutest little pot. I'll try and lay video over this. I know you guys are listening. So it's probably not important that I show that. So they're a great little store. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I'll have the address on my blog. So after that, so remember I said the St. Vincent de Paul's. I went there to go get the bundt cake and look for pots, but I also went to donate some stuff.
Right.
And so they wouldn't take the file cabinet, because remember I mentioned that they're like pretty like, you know, kind of like, we only take a certain amount of things. But that's good for you, because when you go in the store, you'll have quality stuff. So I had to go drop off the file cabinet to another charity store, and I wanted to get it out of my car. So I went over to Assistance League. It is located on 7th Street in Glendale.
Right.
Have you ever been there?
I haven't been there yet.
Okay. No. So they are 100% of their donations that all their proceeds, profits, go to their charity organizations, and they help many communities throughout the valley. Really quick, I just want to go back to St. Vincent. St. Vincent also is very much so involved in the community in terms of helping for services and also especially for unhoused people. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of their charities. Okay. Getting back to Assistance League. So one of the things, when I went into that store, I just drove by impulsively because it's right on 7th Street, and I said, let me stop by here. Oh my goodness, Eric. I was thoroughly impressed with the inventory that they have. Now, granted, these are all things that people no longer need, they donate it.
Right.
But you see all these volunteers, they have this back room. When you go to donate, they don't let anything out. They go through everything. They check everything. And they also make sure that they're valuing things properly. So I don't know if you're going to get a total bargain there. But they've got good stuff. A lot of like collectibles things too. And I remember I told you, I called you on the phone. I was so excited about the deals I found. That's one of the things, Eric, and I love to share the deals. So they had a globe there. Remember the globe?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they had this big globe there. It was $265. It was for a globe. Who would have thought that a globe would cost $265?
But it was nice, wasn't it?
It was a nice globe. And I really just, globes to me value about $30. I just don't have a lot of value on them. But I'm realizing that globes are a thing that people want. They're hard to get, especially older ones. Oh, now they make new ones, but they still are a lot more money than what they were back in the day. $500, $600. So this one was a donated globe. And being that I am the smart shopper, and I know it's for donations, but I felt $265 was just a little bit too much. So I asked them for a discount. Unfortunately, they couldn't give it to me, and that's fine. They have a right to that. But if you want a really nice globe, it's there for $265. If you get it for cheaper, let me know. So I ended up obsessing about the globe all weekend, and I ended up going to OfferUp, and I found a similar globe for just $80.
We love maps.
Right. And I know it's for donations. So I did end up buying something from the Assistance League, but that was out of my price range, and I have that right to do that. So, but yes, we got a great globe for just
$80. Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. So when you have time, we have to go do some more thrift shopping. Yeah. I hear that there's this new thrift shop called Thrive Thrift that my daughter told me on 7th Avenue in Camelback. So 7th Avenue and 7th Street seems to be the hot places in the Valley in Phoenix where you can find some great thrift shops and stuff like that.
All right. Let's check it out.
Yeah. So do you go thrift shopping a lot?
Not a lot, no. No, I mean, I've dropped things off at St. Vincent. Mm-hmm. But
have you found any? Have you ever? I know you said you didn't shop that much, but when you did, have you found anything of great value there?
Not really, you know, but I know there's some great finds, you know. Mm-hmm. It depends on when you go and what's there, mm-hmm. what their inventory is, right?
True. Well, I know that I have to go back. I still haven't found the Bundt cake pan.
That's right.
I found one, but I didn't like it. So I'll go back. I'll probably go to that Thrive Thrift store I was mentioning and check that out. So that's a wrap. There's your smart shopping tip today and your smart living tips also when it comes to using credit cards and using the credit cards to help you save money. I love it.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to me, Eric. I appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me on, Daphne. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yes. And we all love your advice, Eric, so I appreciate you. The guy that doesn't leave money on the table. And don't forget, I'm Daphne Monroe, your smart shopper, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Smart Living. Have a great week, guys.